College baseball fans, welcome to another episode of the 11.7 podcast, where we are here to preview weekend number four already of the college baseball season. This episode is brought to you by our partners over at Home Field Apparel. There is no better time to look at homefieldapparel.com than right now. They are just releasing not only like baseball stuff, but they're just flooding right now. So every week we do a team of the week. Really, it's every episode. So two teams of the week. And for this episode, we chose the UCF Knights after the big win in Gainesville today. And I'm like disappointed in myself for taking this long to notice the UCF collection of the Home Field Apparel, because it is incredible. You get the vintage UCF Citronauts. I love this vintage logo right here. They wore these on their jerseys. And for all the podcast listeners, I'm sorry, we'll kind of fly through this. But check us out on YouTube. Subscribe. We are sharing the screen right now, so you can see a live look at Home Field Apparel. But this one right here, the classic interlocked UCF, is great. This crest that they have, it looks like a stallion. I don't know if that's the right horse, but you guys get the picture. And then this one right here, this yellow one. The palm tree, fire. I love it. So
Ben, they're literally the Knights.
I know, but Sure. I see what you're saying. It's not a stallion. Oh, I know they're the Knights, but for some reason it was a cool looking horse. So I went with stallion. Anyways, you guys use our promo code. It's CWS24. So College World Series 24. You get 15% off your first order. And, I mean, this stuff is incredible. So perfect time for March Madness. Go get your gear. And conference play is kicking up this week for the Big 12 and the ACC and a few others. So go shop for your favorite team. They have over 150 teams in their collection. And it's really good stuff. So that's just homefieldapparel.com. Great partners of ours. Perfect people to work with. But anyway, so first 2.5 minutes of the show is already done. And we're kind of going to change the structure for our midweek episode. Jack and Dimitri and myself literally just came up with this plan 5 minutes ago. And we like it, but let us know your feedback. We're gonna do the weekend series pick'em first. I know there's a lot of people that are in this weekend series pick'em competition. And maybe they're just interested in learning about the 6 weekend series, and then they'll turn the podcast off and hopefully finish it at a later time. But instead of waiting till the end of the episode, we're going to just do it up front first. After that, we'll talk about the midweek a little bit. This week's midweek was not as exciting as previous midweeks. There was a few upsets, and that's what we like. We like the upsets. And then after that, what we're going to do, and we do this every year, so if you're new to the program, every year before conference play, all of our conference champion picks that we make preseason, where we go all 30 conferences and pick our champion, we're allowed to change. We're allowed to change the week before conference play starts, which is this week. So we'll go through, and if there's any changes, we'll make note of it. And I think last year I changed away from two previous winners. Like my initial pick was better than the ones I changed it to. But it just gives us an opportunity to talk about some other conferences before they kick off for conference play. So now that I've been talking for 4 minutes straight, I'll introduce everybody. So Dimitri, rocking the backwards 11.7 hat, all black. You can find it in the team store that we have, 11.7.com. Wearing the Greek baseball hoodie. Tell us about something. What kind of stuck out to you this midweek, and we'll move from there.
This midweek, a lot of adversity from good teams coming back, finding ways to win, avoiding upset. Georgetown made a damn error. And then some team, by the way, they lost by 2 runs, making 8 errors. That's insane. And then some team, I don't know who they are, beat that team from Oklahoma, from Stillwater. I don't know who they are either.
Utah Tech.
Utah Tech.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I know. Utah Tech beat Oklahoma State. That's not just an upset. That's like massive. And then, yeah, I mean, other than that, I basically had to come home last night and recap everything on my own, looking at box scores and stats, and looked on Twitter because I missed almost the whole day.
Yeah, so the reason why I brought up the midweek to you is because we knew that you were busy yesterday doing some work while Jack and I hosted Club Bromaha on YouTube, and it was a late night, but we had a lot of fun. The chat was popping. So that's our second show that we do. It's called Club Bromaha, live on YouTube, live chat, and Jack crushed an app like the best baseball radio call I've ever seen in my life. So Jack, kind of walk us through the Club Bromaha, University of Houston, down by one, bottom nine. Tell everybody what the scenario was and how you just murdered this call.
Well, hey, you were the perfect analyst, sir. You set it up and put it on a tee for me. For those who haven't tuned in, you got to. It's a Manning Cast style delivery. We bring on guests, we bring on coaches, we brought on players. But last night, we really channeled into our inner broadcast. The dugout, not the chat, the dugout. The dugout needed a Houston moneyline guy. And we were willing to will them to a victory, down 1-0 in the bottom of the ninth. They're coming off a marathon 11th inning winning against the Raging Cajuns on Sunday night at Minute Maid, where they played till 2:00 in the morning. Guys, it was the most electric finish we've ever seen. Trey Jones finds a way on, gets a little walk, first and third. They take second. I'm telling you right now, 0-2, one out. Ben goes, this guy's got no shot. He looks absolutely terrified in the box. I go, my balls are in my throat. Dugout's blowing me up. Pause. So I'm just telling you, that when Ben Upton goes, hey, I think Ace Reese has got to have a cup on, right? Got to have a cup on. Double off the right center wall. And I broke it down pretty gracefully. May have mentioned the young freshman's genitalia a time or two. It was a massive come prime win for not only the Houston Cougars, but for, I think, us at Club Bromaha. It allowed us to realize, hey, this might be the calling a little bit. We're going to break down games in a fun way. We definitely did do that. But outside of that, man, the midweeks was a little, I don't know, that was a big-time win. I think everyone keeps calling the UCF win over Florida an upset. I saw that they beat them 6 times in a row, so they might feel a little slighted towards that. But other than that, when we talk about our hypothetical investments, Ben, I was shaking my head when Dimitri brought up teens being a little bit maybe too resilient in your case. I don't know if you want to touch on that yet, but I was shaking my head because it felt too soon. I think you got to inform the people. They're going to feel for you, man. They might Venmo you and feel for you.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here. It's 10:30 p.m., 30 minutes after LSU just comes back and beats Southeastern Louisiana. I did have a hypothetical large wager on Southeastern Louisiana plus 550.
An extremely large wager.
At home.
I know.
It was to win 4 digits, and they're up 3-1. Let's take it to the bottom of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth, first and second, one out. They're up 3-1, and they're still hitting. Ball off the right field wall. Dimitri goes 4-1, scores 4, or like he said 4-1, and I'm like, let's go. And we're watching it. The runner on second went back to tag, which is the worst base running move with one out. Runner on second. All the young ball players that listen, you got to be 3.5. Like three quarters to at least halfway down the line. You can't be tagging with one out because you got to score on that ball if it drops. He doesn't score. Runner on first, round second, gets thrown out at second. So instead of a 4-1 game, second and third, one out, it is a 3-1 game with runners on first and third and two outs. And right then and there, I said, well, this bet's over. LSU's going to win it in the ninth. And sure enough, Paxton Kling hits a 2-run double to put the Tigers up, and it was a tough loss. So maybe I'm not in the best spirit right now, but I'm trying to be.
Hunter, you're faking it. You fake it till you make it. But I know that every single person that's listening in has had an investment of that stature on a Wednesday night with the reigning champs going down. Sorry does not do justice. It was brutality to watch.
It was brutal, dude. Now the good thing was it was practically a free play, so financially I didn't lose money, but at the same time, it would have been nice. It would have been nice to hypothetically win that. Everything was just like, this was the perfect time for Southeastern Louisiana to win a baseball game against LSU. They're at home. Like, and I love Southeastern's field. Great field, great vibes. Everything's right
Hammond
on top
America.
Of the yeah, Hammond America. They're rocking the Hammond America jerseys. And, dude, their pitching staff was dealing for 8 1/3. And that's all we're going to say about that there. But anyways, let's do our weekend series pick 'em. I don't want to talk about what happened 30 minutes ago. I'm starting to finally finally sink in, and I don't want to go down that road.
Wait, before we go to weekend pick 'em, I just want to be a man here. Get out in front of the things. We made some upset predictions on Monday night, and boy, let me tell you, we were so damn wrong. We
went 0-12. I think we went
Citadel. The Citadel, however you want to call it, didn't even come close to winning.
I told you that.
I told you that.
But we're not talking about what you did. I'm talking about my wrong pick here.
I almost had Troy tonight. I feel good about Troy tonight.
Southern Miss and Mississippi State was probably the best game on Tuesday night from a pure baseball game standpoint. It was a great game. Came down.
The worst broadcast I've ever seen, though. It looked like Wii Baseball. Did you guys ever play Wii Baseball?
Of course.
Yep. You know when you hit like a fly ball in Wii Baseball, like you don't control the characters. They just run under it, but like you don't see where the characters are. The ball goes up. The camera watches the ball go up, and they're like, is that a home run? Is that a pop up to the second baseman? No idea.
It wasn't as bad as the Clemson one.
Or that super cam where they go straight to the sky, like in Japan, and you think it's the home run every time.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like.
Ball
it was worse.
Straight down to the outfielder at 310 feet. You're just like, dude. Oh, yeah. Quick question about the midweek before we move on. So Campbell, North Carolina played a pretty good game. I mean, Carolina scored 4 runs in the 9th. To break that tie, 3-3 ball game in the 9th. Can we just safely say at this point, Campbell is the favorite to win the CAA?
Ooh, I don't know. Did you see what Northeastern did to Georgia Tech today?
I know that, but right now Campbell had on paper done more than Northeastern.
I don't have a problem saying Campbell is one of the two favorites. Now, going into the year, there was about 5 teams we listed that could be the favorites. We added in Charleston. We added in UNCW and even added in Elon. But right now, it is a Campbell-Northeastern show. Like, Northeastern's getting right. They're playing good baseball right now. Slow start, but they look good. But Campbell, since day one, has been playing good baseball. It was a shame that game against North Carolina was on Flow Sports. That game not only should have been on ESPN Plus, it probably should have been on ESPNU. There was a lot of people interested in that game, and nobody watched it. So,
hey, by the way, do you remember what I said preseason? I don't want to toot my horn or anything. I just need to uplift my confidence again. It's been a bad day. anyways,
you said it, not us.
No, anyways, fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Preseason or before opening weekend, I said Northeastern was going to go into Tucson and struggle. They're going to learn about themselves, improve a little bit. They were going to lose that series, and they were going to really come out of it strong. And I think a pretty similar to what's happening with them because they struggled that weekend. And so far, they look like the Northeastern team that I was expecting. They were deep enough around to shut out Georgia Tech tonight.
I was really impressed with Northeastern this weekend when they took down the number one team in the nation. Northeastern won 2 out of 3 against the number one team in the nation this past weekend. So
the number one team making Georgia, maybe.
Oh wait, Mercer is not the number one team in the nation.
I thought so at the beginning of the year.
I have an AP vote. I put Mercer number one. So in my book, they beat the number one team in the nation.
Wait. Hold on. Slowly roll. I've been calling you Big Dick Swinging Ben Upton for quite some time.
I don't have an AP vote. I'm kidding.
But isn't it something that I actually believed you?
Like, no, it's definitely believable. For a second, I believed it. Like, damn, I forgot to submit my ballot this week.
It is hard to go down to Macon and win a ball game. Whether you have an AP vote or not, it's hard to go down there and win a ball game.
Can we talk about AP votes, though, realistically for a second? You know how last pod, I was thinking about this all Monday night when we went to bed. We were all inspired and fired up and trying to take over the college baseball world. And I did think about how much stake people take in our mid-major polls. And you and Dimitri do awesome research. And people hit me up all the time like, what the hell? You got me at 17? And I'm like, I don't make it. Also, I know the two dudes making it. Like, call them. Like, they don't care either. Like, they're just having fun doing their research. Now, you guys do your research. I would bet every dollar that I had that if you guys did a legit top 25, people would raise hell over it. And when, like, you ranked someone, like, in the top 10, they would post it, and it would be a big deal. And you could, like, you know you do have both – you both have the power to, like, really upset and please a lot of people by doing a real-life top 25 too.
I want nothing to do with a
top 25. We used to do it. Here's a story for Jack. Wait, Dimitri, let me tell this story. So you know how we got started in 2019? Like, that was our first year that we did it. And we did a top 25. And first of all, it was hard. It was impossible. Not fun. Because you just knew whatever you posted, people were going to complain about it. More people were going to complain than agree with you. So it got to the point towards the end of the season. And if you're a longtime listener, you know this story. But it got to the point at the end of the season, we were kind of done with the top 25. We really didn't care about it. So we decided to have some fun. Ole Miss was ranked maybe like 11th or 14th in our ranking. And they host a Wednesday day game, a midweek day game against North Alabama, who at the time, the North Alabama Lions, this was their first season at Division I. And it was elementary school day. So every elementary school within 30 minutes of Oxford, Mississippi, brought their kids on busloads to sold out the stadium. It was a 1 o'clock game. And I'm setting the stage. And Ole Miss gets their teeth kicked in after we ranked them like 12th or 13th. And we banned them from the rankings the rest of the year. We literally made a post that said Ole Miss is no longer eligible for our top 25. They are banned from the rankings. And Ole Miss fans got so pissed. Like, it was like we weren't on speaking terms for like probably 18 months, probably until after COVID 2020. So like the 2021 season, I think we finally made up. But Ole Miss fans were so pissed every time we would post a ranking and Ole Miss just wasn't in it. We made it clear. We're like, Ole Miss is banned from our top 25.
See, that's how I would want to do it. Like, do it in a way where it's like, this is very easy. If you come on Club Bromaha, we will put you in the top 25. I don't North Alabama, you come on Club Bromaha, you're my number 6 seed.
Exactly. But for example, like Oklahoma State would have banned Oklahoma State from the rest of the rankings for losing to Utah Tech this week. That would have been a violation. That's a year-long suspension. So,
should we start an 11.7 kangaroo court?
I think we tried that once, didn't we? I feel like we did with Dez and the Apollo guys.
No, we didn't really do a kangaroo court. We just kind of would. Yeah, we didn't really actually do one.
I'm digressing us. I'll put a pin in that later. I got you. We're good.
Anyway, we hated the top 25. We don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with it. There's too many of them. I don't want people. I don't care about engagement, farming, top 25 ranking.
Yes, I prefer the Field of 64 projections. Like, doing that once a month is way more fun to me than every week trying to sort out a top 25 that means nothing. When the committee just looks at the RPI at the end of the year, the top 25 means nothing to me. So, anyways, let's do our weekend series pick'em, fellas. Let's get it started. We're 20 minutes in, making good time here. And Dimitri, do you want to share your screen or do you want me to share my screen for this weekend series pick'em? We appreciate everybody that's been subscribing to us on YouTube, by the way. We started at zero this year, and we're at like 525 subscribers now. And a lot of that is from Club Bromaha. So the live streams have been working. We appreciate everybody, you know, joining our shows. And it's not like we have to build our YouTube. We just kind of want to now. It's a lot of fun to have our faces on the screen and give you guys a different option for content. So let's give some shout outs to the weekend series pick 'em leaderboard right now. We had one guy, was it Rocco, that went 8-0 last week, which is impossible. I don't know how he did it. But shout out Rocco. What's Rocco's last name?
We don't know Rocco's last name.
Yeah, we do. He has it in his
Volleyball Bobby, right?
Rocco Don or something like that.
Well, you give out, just go ahead and start reading down the leaderboard and like with their records. I'll find Rocco's last name.
Oh, I mean, if I really want to find it, I can, but I can't do it with my screen open. All right. E. Shockley, 24, 16-4 in sole possession of first place. High Heat, 34. Shout out to him. 15-5 tied with 6 other teams. For second place, Jack Schwall, Clutch Coop, Andrew Miller, T. Tiffany, Nick Lavergetta, and then Cole GBO, Cola B-Ball, Cola Baseball, Columbia, whatever. Group 32 are all tied for third place at 14-6.
It's Rocco Miller. I just looked at Miller. 8-0 last week. Now, I don't know what that says about Rocco Miller's first 2 week picks, where he went 8-0 and he's not on the leaderboard right now. So maybe he had a tough first 2 weeks, but anyways, I think I went 5-3 last week. Dimitri, you went 3-5, and Jack, you went 6-2, right?
6-2. Felt good.
That's impressive. 6-2 is really impressive.
What are we on the year? What are we on the year? I'm 12-8. Ben, what are you?
I'm 12-8.
We're all 12-8 because I went into the weekend.
3 weeks in tied.
Talk about a savvy group of pickers. But I am officially eliminated from the survivor pool. My only two losses came from the state of the Carolinas. UNCW in South Carolina was my survivor guy. But that's tough. Two-game series, two swings. Oh, well, shit happens.
Yeah. I've been out. I lost week one when I took the Gauchos to beat whoever it was.
Fighting Camels.
Oh, Camel. Yeah, dude. Joke.
Tough.
But anyways, here are the here's the six weekend series pick'ems this week. Really competitive board, man. Like, these are tough. Like, coin flips on each one for me personally. But we have Duke at Wake Forest, Southern Miss at Louisiana Tech, Texas at Texas Tech, Troy at Indiana, UCF at Oklahoma, and South Alabama at Nebraska. So we get a couple Sun Belt versus Big Ten teams, and then we have two Big 12 matchups, a Conference USA and Sun Belt matchup, which Southern Miss and Louisiana Tech is a big rivalry. I'm excited for that one. And then, of course, the best ACC matchup, probably the best matchup on the weekend, Duke and Wake Forest. So, fellas, let's start here at the bottom. South Alabama at Nebraska. We'll work our way up to the top so Jack can put on his headgear for the Wake Forest-Duke series. He can be our Lee Corso.
Yep.
But, hey, I'm watching South Alabama right now as we're recording. They're down 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth to New Orleans. South Alabama's showing us some love, though. Like, they love 11.7, and I've been very open to, like, if you show us some love, I'll show you some love. I'll dive into your team. I'll figure out who your best players are. And this South Alabama team, we ranked preseason in the mid-major poll pretty high. The flip side is I was the biggest Nebraska supporter probably in the nation coming into the year, and they've come out to a 7-3 start. They just swept Charleston Cougars on the road last week, and they're playing good ball. So I think this is the first weekend at Haymarket Park in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm torn here, boys, because I know if I have this Nebraska logo on this graphic you're going to make, the South Alabama coaches and players that have been showing me love will probably hate my guts again. So
but,
help me out here, boys. Help me out here.
But they show some love, which is very reciprocated, but we are so unbiased, and you have to keep it that way.
I'm the most biased person.
I am not talking to you, Mr. DeLong Chomp. I'm talking to Mr. Ben Upton.
Riz God.
We are unbiased. So keep that in mind. Are you going to be for the South Alabama brand, or are you going to be for the 11.7 brand here?
Well, that's unfair.
So, look, I could see South Alabama winning the series. I really could. But the environment, in fact, let me look at the – you guys make your picks. I need to look at the weather for Lincoln, Nebraska real quick. Because I think that does change who I'm going to pick.
I think it might be a little chilly, 50s maybe, if I'm guessing.
This is a very important.
All right, I'll go first.
Nope, I got it pulled up. Friday, high of 42, low of 21. Saturday, high of 52, low of 20. Sunday, beautiful, high of 60. I'm going to take South Alabama. I'm going to take South Alabama. I think they're going to win the series.
I like it.
If it was going to be cold and rainy and maybe possible snow, I probably would have leaned Nebraska. But I do like the South Alabama team as they just get out. They might lose this midweek to New Orleans, which I'll have to spin it and say, hey, they got kicked in the teeth on the midweek. They're going to be ready to go on Friday.
I'd like to say this after just turning on the game for the first time. South Alabama's got the craziest looking dugout I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Yep.
The Jags are working with something frisky. I mean, they could throw a gigantic birthday party in that bad boy. It's almost like above ground, not really.
Dude, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I could play at this field. I would get hurt in this dugout. It's two levels, and it looks like a trap chamber or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a first baseman chasing a foul ball, I mean, that's going to be one hell of a two-step down into the dugout.
I know I would.
I like it. Hey, I'm going to make my pick, and I'm going to isolate you on an island. If you're saying the Jags are for the brand, I got to see him pick up a pencil first because we do know that I'm easily persuaded. The Cornhuskers were something special in the Lowcountry last weekend. They're good. They're really good. I believe that I owe a guarantee. Your guarantee's pick is coming up here next with the Longhorns. They kind of go null and void. We decided on Club Bromaha that we will piss ourselves once we get to 1,000 subscribers, so don't think that we're abandoning it. But after Nebraska has forced my hand and delivered a piss on camera, I got to go with the Cornhuskers.
I love South Alabama. I know they're going to be mad because I showed them love last week and they reciprocated that love with some item. But it is really hard to convince me that South Alabama rolled into Lincoln, Nebraska, Haymarket Park, and takes this series. So give me the Husker. I really like how they've looked so far this year.
This is how I'm going to spin it, fellas. South Alabama is a power-hitting team. Like, going into, reading all the fall reports and the preseason reports, everybody was talking about how they could really swing it. They've only hit 8 home runs this year, which is nuts. They've been winning ball games by Cam Hill and Carson Swilling, just eating up innings on the weekend, striking everybody out. And the bullpen, I mean, I think their bullpen probably has, less than a 3 ERA. They have a team ERA of 3.3. So I feel better about my South Alabama pick. They did win the weekend series last year, which I picked. So I'll take the Jags. Jags are going to be hot. I'm going to buy into the Jags this week again. All right.
I like it.
So next series we have here, Big 12 matchup, a new form of Big 12 matchup. If this was football and on the gridiron, I would bet the over automatically. UCF, Oklahoma, love betting that game, taking the over in Big 12 play. But this is baseball. And I'm going to take Oklahoma here. And I knew I was going to take Oklahoma when we decided these series on Monday because UCF is just running too hot right now. I'm glad UCF won a big midweek game against Florida. They're going to have to travel from Gainesville to Norman, Oklahoma, one day rest, and play at a ballpark where Oklahoma plays really good at. So John Spykerman, he's going to hit 2 homers this week and steal 4 bags and lead the Sooners offense to a win, or at least 2 wins. So I'll take Oklahoma here.
Here's where my pick's coming from. Rizgod, please go first. I put me on the spot.
I don't care. I'll go either one. I really like UCF. I really like them preseason. I like them in the offseason. I think they can really make some noise in Big 12 this year and finish in the upper stratosphere of the Big 12. Maybe not first, but top 3, top 4. I think they're a really good team. You saw that tonight with their win over Florida. It was pretty dominant. They were in control most of the game. Oklahoma, on the other hand, they've kind of gone like this. One game, I'm like, dude, they're so good. Next game, they're not so good. So it's been one of those, as you can tell. By the way, these records are not completely updated as live of the show. They will be updated. They're just not updated right now. My heart says UCF. My brain says Oklahoma. Only because they're at home. But you know what? Give me Central Florida. I like the Knights.
Yeah, I was going to – Rizgod, before we stepped on each other's toes, I was going with your preseason pick. You wrote a blog on these guys like 3 months ago, and I didn't know diddly shit about them. I really like them, and they've shown kind of like what Ben was talking about with the Jags, where there's this idea that they were supposed to be this big power-hitting team. They've won really tight ball games. They won a 1-0 game against the Bulls from South Florida last weekend. I thought South Florida's much improved this year. Their third baseman, Andrew Brait, is a dog. Like, he's a really fun, hot corner, defends it well, hits in the two-hole, hits for power, runs a little bit as well. I think they can go beat him this weekend. I think I am a Longhorn fan, admittedly, growing up, so there is some distaste towards OU. But OU's baseball team is a lot better this year. And I'm taking UCF as the coin flip pick, too, because their social media team is really funny. So shout out to whoever the admin is for those guys. It's a power move.
Did you guys see that Florida Gulf Coast post today?
Yeah.
So good.
Hilarious.
Beautiful. Very well done.
Yeah. I mean, that was an instant retweet. And for any listener out there that didn't get to see it, it was a they lost pretty bad today to Florida State. And the graphics guy just posted a background picture of a baseball and the final score boxes. But inside the final score boxes, it was in probably size 2 font. And it had the score, like, whatever it was, 11-3, or I forget the score. But it was just a funny, indirect post. So shout out to the Florida Gulf Coast social media team. Fabulous stuff. Anyways, we're moving on to Troy at Indiana. Look, Jack, I know you love Troy, but this is a tough week for him, dude. They played 2 midweek games against Alabama, right? Didn't they play 2? Or am I making that up?
Just 1 today.
Just 1. Okay.
Lost 8-7.
You're right. Damn, dude. All right. For some reason in my head, I thought they played yesterday too. But I know they didn't. I know they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, that just changes my thinking. Somebody else go. I gotta think about this one more time.
I'll get it out of the way. You know where I'm going here. Cole Myers is stomping in to the great state of Indiana. Here's the deal. This is easy for me. Devin Taylor might be an All-American. Indiana's really good, but they don't have the fighting Skylar Meade. It's March. This is basketball season in the state of Indiana. Troy might sweep, to be honest with you. Everyone's out. I'm still in. Give me the Trojans.
Yeah, I like that confidence there. I'll tell you that. Dude, so in my head, I was like, okay, Troy just played 2 midweek games against Alabama, lost them both, and now they have to go travel to Bloomington, Indiana, to face a really good Indiana team. But that's incorrect now. So I know both of these teams lost last week. Troy lost 2 out of 3 to a subpar Northwestern State team that's getting better. They looked okay. But I know that left a bad taste in Troy's mouth. Indiana did not play well last week as well. If my head is all over the place, give me a second. Who did Indiana play?
All right, you know what? While Ben is having a brain fart over there, I'm going to take Indiana. I think I like Troy a lot. I mean, doesn't mean I still don't like them to win the Sun Belt. I think they can do it. But right now, I think Indiana at home is still a really good team. It's gonna be I think this series goes to 6 inning plus on Sunday for the winner.
Yeah. All right. My brain is back, ready to fire. I remember now they played in the tournament that I watched. Indiana got smacked by Alabama and smacked by Arizona, but they did beat Dallas Baptist. So when I was in my head, I was like, I know they lost at home recently. They lost to Purdue Fort Wayne in the midweek last week. But they did take care of business against Northern Kentucky. I'm going to take Indiana here. I like Troy. I feel like Indiana is going to play well at home. God, I hate this pick though.
It's okay. When Coach Meade comes back to Club Bromaha, I'll let him know that my bromance is still real.
Yeah. You're going to have to hold the fort down there. Yep.
I feel good about it. This is an opportunity for me some games, some ground in the standings too. No one's
this
picking
is, Troy. Dude, this is awesome though. So what people don't understand, there's a lot of hoopla on social media where it's like the Sun Belt's better than the Big Ten. The Sun Belt's better than the Big Ten. Well, we get two really good series here against two of the Sun Belt's best versus I say two of the Sun Belt's best against two of the Big Ten's best. So this will be a good measurement. But I'll take Indiana at home. All right, next pick, or the next series, Texas at Texas Tech. I think a lot of people are just going to automatically fill in that little bubble next to that Texas Tech Red Raider logo. And look, I have to do it myself as well. I picked Texas Tech to win the Big 12 when nobody else was giving them the time of day. I have to stick by my guns here, literally and figuratively. Texas Tech is the better team. Every single preseason write-up, I saw that they were, you know, listed fourth or fifth in the Big 12. This is, I think, the most complete team in the Big 12. TCU has a very good argument right now, but we'll see. We'll wait and see. That series in about 4 weeks, I believe, is going to be a big one. But I think Texas Tech sweeps at Lubbock. These guys know how to win in Lubbock.
I don't need to say much about this. Texas Tech looks like by far the better team here. Texas went 0-3 at the Shriner. Did they play three really good teams? Of course. But, hey, Red Raiders are hot right now. I think they put up 30 points twice this year.
Or at least. Whoa, dude. Whoa. Did you just say the P word? Did you just say points?
Oh. Did I really?
Did he? Oh, it's been a
did I really?
I'm going to have to check the tape, but I think you said points.
30 runs. No, I said run. 30 runs this year. Dude, now I don't even know. I don't even know what I said.
I know. Look, we're going to move past this because I know you know better, and I'm not going to put myself above that situation. I would like to think I would never say it. I would like to think you and Jack would never say it.
I would never say that. I don't know where that came from. If I did, if I said it, I have no idea where it came from.
I think you said it.
No way.
I would not have stopped. I would not have stopped.
Dude, I'm not like clear in the head today. Like I'm just not there today. So please forgive me. I had a long day today.
This 11. This pod is about to turn into like a serious
long day today. But anyway, give me the fucking Red Raiders at home.
Oh my god, dude! Oh, I'm gonna have to edit that noise.
People are heading into this YouTube and ask what the hell is happening, and that's what the Longhorns are doing. They're asking themselves, "What the hell is happening?" I've gone back and forth, and for me to take the Red Raiders in Lubbock over my beloved Longhorns is disgusting, but it's exactly what I'm going to do. And here's why I'm going to do it. It's a mind game. LBJ is going to win on Friday night. Good teams need to hand the ball to a guy when they're struggling and go, get me out of this shit. LeBaron Johnson can do that on Friday night in Lubbock. Their back-end guy for Texas, Gage Bame, has been really, really good. They used him as a gap guy on Saturday to try to slow the game down against Texas State and get back into it. But they've just been – like kind of grabbing at straws a little bit in the back end of that bullpen outside of Gage. For me, I think Texas wins on Friday night. Everyone's like, all right, they're back. As a Texas Longhorn fan, I've said they're back, I don't know, only like 65 times in my life. I think they win on Friday. They drop Saturday, Sunday. This is a hedge your feelings play. So if the Longhorns do win 2 out of 3, then as a fan, I go, I'm happy. But give me the Red Raiders. Give me Texas Tech. They're the better baseball team. We're looking at a nightmarish week for the Longhorns, but I do think that they're going to be okay in the long haul. It's just the way that they're losing right now that kind of concerns me a little
bit. Jack, the way you feel right now is how I feel about Miami. You just like, of course, I want to pick my team, but I just know they're not going to win.
Right. Yeah. Hey, here's the deal, man. I got to see them in those crispy whites for the first time in my adult life, a team that I fell in love with when I was like 5 years old. I got to see them in person. In my favorite ballpark ever, I teared up. All I needed was a win to interview like my favorite team of all time. Couldn't do it. They hurt my feelings. I know that Texas State hurt theirs, so is what it is. We ride.
Their feelings were hurt as well.
Yeah, it literally hurts to take Texas Tech. Literally, I was like, give me the Raiders. And I was like, oh, my God.
You know what sucks is I was so excited a week ago from today to see this Texas team play against Texas Tech in Lubbock with the pitching staff that they, because 2 weeks ago, they didn't give up a run on the weekend. 27 innings, zero runs. And I'm like, dude, they could go into Lubbock and like maybe shut out the Red Raider offense if their pitching's that good. But, I mean, last week was a joke. Tuesday was a joke.
I will say, I was going to say, I'll say this too. All that talk about what Texas hasn't done, and we do need to talk more about what Gavin Cash is doing for Texas Tech. Like, Gavin Cash is, I mean, he did it in the Big 12 tournament last year. Like, he put a lot of heads on turn, like, or turned a lot of heads. He hits nukes. He hit a ball over 470 feet the other day. Like, this kid's, he's going to be, like, my guess, the Nolan Shanuel kid from FAU. Like, he could be a guy that gets drafted and then sees service time like 3 months later. He's that good.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I fell in love with this team. I mean, he did it last summer. He did it all fall. He did it all spring. Like, he's going to make himself a case to be in that, like, Golden Spikes semifinalist, Golden Spikes finalist. Like, his numbers are going to be crazy this year. Just a pure hitter. But this is great. We all took Texas Tech. That's going to look great on the graphic, especially probably Saturday when Texas wins the first two games and the Longhorn faithful come after us. So,
Please, there's not a bigger fan. Please be friends with me. I just wanted to interview you guys. This is a hedge my feelings bet. Let's go.
Please be friends with me, sir.
Please. For the love of
God. All right, come on. Next one.
All right, we got Southern Miss at Louisiana Tech, and Louisiana Tech just lost to Xavier. It's not over.
No, it's over. It's undefeated. No mo. Oh, you're okay. Right. You called that. No, they're donezo.
Yeah, Xavier's a good team, though. This is a tough week for Louisiana Tech. You get a really good Xavier team back-to-back Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you have to follow up with Southern Miss coming into your home place. The Love Shack will be rocking. We love the Love Shack. 2021 was such a special year to cover and follow this team. And look, they're playing better baseball, I think, than Southern Miss. I take it back. Southern Miss offense did look a little bit better, but I don't know, dude. This one is tough. If this was at the Pete, I would easily take Southern Miss and say they're not losing this series. But it is a road series against a rival that's going to be ready for them. Give me Southern Miss, though. I'm gonna ride with the Golden Eagles. The pitching staff looks great. And to beat Indiana State the first 2 days was big. Southern Miss is going to beat you in a different way than a lot of other teams. They're not going to hit the long ball. They're going to bunt with runner on first, nobody out. They're going to try to do hit and run steals. So maybe that causes enough chaos, and maybe they have a deeper pitching staff than Louisiana Tech. But I'm going to go to the Golden Eagles.
Yep, give me Southern Miss. I picked against them last weekend at home against Indiana State. That backfired. I think Louisiana Tech, just start undefeated 12 games in a row in the sport of baseball is already hard to do. They just haven't really done it against great competition. Been pretty weak, to be honest. So are they actually as good as the record said? I think they're a good team. You gotta be a good team to win 12 in a row. But I think Southern Miss is just that good. Give me Southern Miss on the road at the Love Shack.
And we also did put Southern Miss ahead of Louisiana Tech in the mid-major power rankings this Monday. So I think they're a better team. I know Louisiana Tech has a better record right now, but Southern Miss has played a much tougher schedule.
Well, we're jinxing one of the two. I did my homework as well. I'm taking Southern Miss as well. After Eagles Nations kind of came after me a little bit on Twitter, I'm a fan, but I did do my homework. They struck out 10 last night against Mississippi State, an offense that's getting better. But I saw on their Twitter, they sent out, that's the ninth time this year that they've struck out opposing batters double-digit times in one game. And if anything that Coach Meade told us, it's about punching dudes out and hitting bombs. It's exactly what Southern Miss does, and I think it's because of that stuff on the mound against maybe an offense in Louisiana Tech. And, again, I think they're a good team. I don't know, as they kind of struggle with – South Alabama right now. I don't know if their offense has seen pitching like this yet. So I hope we're wrong, right? I think a Louisiana Tech being good would be fun because you're right. I didn't really know they even had a baseball program until 21 when the Love Shack became the coolest nickname in all of sports. So maybe they kind of they walk away with a huge dub this weekend, but I think Southern Miss's pitching is too good.
Can we all agree, though, if Louisiana Tech wins this series, they're going to compete with Dallas Baptist for a Conference USA title? Yeah. Like, it would be real. It would be about as real as you can get. So,
and even if they lose the series, Ben, like, if they're really competitive in the weekend, you know what I mean? Like, I just need to be super competitive against a household name almost.
Yep. All right, and then the last series here. In my opinion, this should probably be like a ranking one versus two, one versus three scenario. I know it's not technically, but dude, Duke has probably been the best team on the field all year. And Wake Forest comes in the year with the best players, if that, like the best roster, best field of talent. And we're going to get some great pitching matchups and a lot of explosive offense in a ballpark that is teeny tiny. So will offense win out this week? Will pitching win out? All I know is I love Jonathan Santucci on Friday night. He has yet to give up a run this year. He is a legitimate ace. 17 innings pitched, 31 strikeouts. Huh?
Did you just jinx him? I'm gonna read through the screen and slap you.
Yeah, well, I hope I did because I'm picking Wake Forest. They have to.
Oh, you, home you jackass!
And this, is, and this is why.
Selfish.
And this is why. As of this point, I think Duke has a better resume, and I think Duke has played better baseball. But Wake Forest is going to turn it up a notch. You get the first conference series at home against the second best, or maybe even the best team in the conference. Like, if there's a time for Wake Forest's offense to explode, which we really haven't seen much of. Like, they've been playing some close games, some tight games. And like, if there's a time for them to turn it up, I feel like I've seen this episode 100 times before with different teams across college baseball. When the non-conference schedule ends, you actually get to see the guys lace it up and play for real. I think Wake Forest is going to show why they're the best team. Give me Wake Forest. And I think they clinch it on Saturday. I think they win game one and game two.
First of all, the hell was that about? The hell was that about? You going on your little tirade about Jonathan Santucci being so good just to ruin it for everybody else.
It's 17 innings, 31 strikeouts.
Stop. Jonathan Santucci, Santucci. I think he's given up like ten runs this year. He's been pitching terrible. I think it's time for him to pitch really well this weekend and break out. Nobody knows who he is. He's just some no-name left-handed pitcher that can throw the ball very hard. I think he's a good pitcher, but they'll find out about him this weekend. We don't talk about Jonathan Santucci having zero runs given up, Ben.
17 innings, I am so zero
runs. Anyway, give me the blue Blue Devil. Oh my God, Duke Blue Devil. Jeez.
I like the doo-doo Blue Devils. I got to tell you, this feels good. We're on the brink of something. College coaches are starting to hear about the dream. College game day for college baseball, it's coming, folks. We've got potentially a sponsor in the back pocket. We're going to get flops on the ground. We're going to get feet in soil, and it's coming. Ben hit us with a magical McAfee reversal there. He set it up. He bait, hook, flip the switch. Dimitri, he stuck to his guts. It was very Desmond Howard. He knew exactly what he wanted. He said, not so fast. He went Lee Corso on you. Excuse me. I'm going to hit you with the Herb Street. On the call with Sam Wiederhaft on Tuesday, Coastal Carolina, Wake Forest, down in Conway, South Carolina. But these are the two best teams in the country. On paper, it's the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. But what has been played on the dirt, Duke has been the best team in the country this year. Wake's got Seaver King, maybe the best middle infielder in the country. He's a top 10 guy. We've already talked about maybe the greatest weekend rotation assembled since Marvel got the Avengers together. Arnold's unbelievable. Chase Burns is a fucking superhuman. And say, what are we doing on Sunday? We got Team USA guy on Sunday, Massey. So here's what I'll tell you. 35 home runs is not a lot, especially when you're heading to Wake Forest. 35 home runs to lead the country. And yes, you heard me a lot. They're going to double that number. They're going to hit 10 plus home runs this weekend. They're going to do it against the best weekend rotation in baseball. Give me the hard hat. They put it on every time they go, yeah, yeah. Give me the Blue Devils.
Duke might
sweep. They really might sweep. Ben Miller playing third base, the Penn transfer. He's fourth in the country in double. He's third in the country in hits. He's already got seven yayas. Give me Duke. It's never a question. Chris Pollard's that guy.
All right. Picks wow. are submitted. I love the Duke Blue Devils this weekend.
Dude, Dimitri, it's the only pick I'm super envious of from early on in the season. You're all over them. They're sick.
Wow. That was a good one, Jack. I enjoyed your Duke hard hat helmet coming on. But listen, even if Duke sweeps, D1 baseball will probably drop Wake Forest to 2 and move Duke to 3.
Do you think?
All right, fellas. Why the hell is this shit not submitting? Boom, your picture in. All right, we're good. You got me worried there for a second, website.
All right, so we're going to finish up the show here. We're going to do a repick. For some of the conference champions, and this might not make sense to your head, but we're going to pull it up here on the screen. We have the graphic for all 30 conferences that we individually picked this season. And if there's anybody that we want to switch or change, now is the time to do it. So just go ahead and zoom in on that upper third. There we go. So for the ACC, does anybody want to change from Wake Forest? Because all three of us picked the Demon Deacons.
I do.
All right. Well, I better see two hands raised because you guys both picked against him this week. So, well, Jack, who would you like to change to?
I was too performative and over the top there to not take Duke, so I'll take the Blue Devils, please.
One Duke, one Blue Devil.
Are you changing it to Duke?
Yeah, I'm changing it to Duke. I was too over the top, and there's too much theatrics in the game to not go with him.
I'm changing mine as well. Give me the Seminole. From Florida State.
I had a feeling you were going to do something like that. I thought maybe Clemson was what you're going to change to.
Now, Wake still feels like the safe play there, but
yeah, I'm going to stay with Wake.
Yeah, it's a good pick. It's safe as hell.
So let me explain something here. I think Wake Forest is probably going to win the ACC, but I want to be on the right side of history when Florida State wins this conference. That makes sense.
Yeah, we've already decided that they've got, like, you know, they've got good juju. They're going to win the Natty, but they're not going to win the ACC.
I think this team, I'm going to pick them to win the conference. I really like the Wake Forest pick, but I want to have some fun here, and I want to be on the right side of history when Florida State does it. So, yeah.
Boom. All right, next conference, American. Anybody want to change from the American? I'm good. I don't want to.
No, I'm good. I like ECU. All right.
American East. Does anybody care to change from Binghamton? We all picked Binghamton.
Can I make a statement? Because I did a little bit of homework before we started. Did you know that not one team is even within 3 games of 500 in the American East right now?
I believe that.
Hey, yeah. You guys want to know something funny? You guys want to know something really, really funny?
Yeah.
Better be funny.
In the America East Conference, they're the combined between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You're going to say the exact same thing Jack just said. You weren't listening.
You're right. I wasn't listening.
You're going to say the exact same thing Jack just said. So let's move on.
Damn it, dude. I do that shit all the time. I just get so locked in on something I think is so sweet that someone beats me to it.
It's okay. Let's ride Binghamton out, boys.
Yeah. All let's ride it in. All right. We have the Atlantic Sun next. Jack and I both picked Austin Peay, Coach Roland Fanning, most electric guy in college baseball. And Dimitri went with Jacksonville. Oh. So anybody want to change their picks? I'm good. I'm staying with mine. Give me Peay. Let's go Peay.
You got a pick? Change it.
Oh, I was raising my hand to get my name called.
Yeah,
I'm not looking at the screen right now. I'm looking at warrennolan.com.
Oh, okay. Well, give me the Hatters, the Stetson Hatters. They are much better than Jacksonville so far this year. And I like the way they play. They can swing it. They have a great home field now. Fans are enthused by Hatter baseball. They've got a big midweek win over Florida at home. Mojo's high. They're going to roll into conference play with a lot of swag, a lot of drip. A lot of – they're the colossus of clout. Shout out Tommy Smoke. Anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. It just sounded good in my head. Give me Stetson.
Did you just say Tommy Smokes?
Like, yeah, the Barstool guy?
It is not.
It's colossal of
clout. Colossus of clout. It helps me with my drip. It helps me with my swag to blow big, fat clouds.
Oh,
okay.
The vape guy.
I was thinking Sandlot. I don't know.
I was thinking Sandlot.
Yeah. You got to tone it down just like one or two notches there, Dimitri, because that was a whiff.
Dude, I told you I had a terrible day. My head is not here.
I know. We're going to battle through it. We're almost done.
I'm grinding through it right now.
We're going to move to the Atlantic 10, the A-10. Did you guys know St. Louis is 11-1?
I did.
Pretty impressive.
Won't matter, though.
I'm telling you, dude.
They're the team in there that looks really, really good.
Yeah, they do.
I'm gonna stay with Dayton.
I'm gonna stay with Dayton.
I am too. I'm gonna stay with Dayton because I do think they're good. I mean, we saw them. They play really well against Vanderbilt, and then they went to Wake Forest that following weekend. They kind of got smacked around, but they showed promise. They showed. I mean, it's Wake Forest. They're the best team in the country. So, but we're not playing the best team in the country every weekend in the A-10 conference.
Yeah, I mean, you do when you make it to Northern Virginia, you play in Fairfax, you do. When you play Georgia Mason, you're scoring.
I like the Billiken. I like VCU. I'm going to stick with Dayton. Jack, go ahead and change your team. I know you're doing it.
George Mason by a million. On to the Big 12.
I'm staying with the Big 12. Give me Texas Tech. I think they're going to win it. I'm staying with just give me the Red Raiders.
I like the Frogs. Hey, shout out to the Lupton boys. I'm all in on the Frogs still.
Dimitri, would you like to change Texas?
I'm looking here right now. What the hell was I thinking on that day?
Because Texas felt good a week ago, dude.
No, even then, I have TCU going to Omaha. I love TCU.
I have Texas in my Omaha. That doesn't feel very good, but I get what you took them to win the Big 12.
I mean, TCU is not losing this conference. I'm changing my pick to TCU.
Change it to UCF. Don't be a wimp.
No, I'm not going to do it because then some lunatic burner account get a comment in the comment. You guys are just engagement farming. What it is. You don't know ball.
All right, Big East. I'm staying with Xavier. I still think Xavier is the best team in the conference.
I'm sticking with UConn. Sorry.
I'm not out on UConn. I know that they've gotten their teeth kicked in a little bit, especially when they went out west. Cal made it kind of exposed them a little bit. But Creighton's been really good. Creighton's 9-1. We've wanted to believe in this Creighton team for a little bit, so I'm going to. I'm also kind of out on UConn. But yeah, give me Creighton. I know the schedule, the RPI, but I still want to believe in them, so I will.
All right.
Big South. I'm good with Upstate. Anybody else good? Anybody want to change?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Big Ten. I'm good with Indiana.
I'm good.
You're good with Iowa?
I'm good with Iowa. Oh, sorry. I didn't know I had Warren Nolan pulled up that whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. Never mind.
No, you're good. You're good. Jack, do you want to stay with Indiana?
Yeah, I like the Hoosiers.
All right.
Nebraska, I think, is kind of on their tailpipe, but I'll stick with the Hoosiers.
I think Maryland's pretty good, too. Let's not forget about Maryland. So Indiana, Iowa, Indiana. Big West, I want to change. I want to make my first change. I want the UC Irvine Anteaters over Santa Barbara. As far as like a complete team goes, UC Irvine is, I think, a top 10 team in the country. I think they're that good.
Damn.
So give me, or maybe not top 10. I'm thinking about now the top 20 team.
That feels better.
Yeah.
Top 20 feels better.
I think they're a more complete team than Santa Barbara. So give me Irvine. I'm making my first switch.
I like it.
Jack, no changes?
No changes.
Interesting.
I like the
Gauchos. All right, the CAA, I want to change to Campbell right now. I had UC Wilmington or UNC, not UNC Wilmington. I want to change that to Campbell.
Done. I'm not changing anything.
Yeah, I feel good about the Huskies, but you're right, Ben. I don't think we overlook Campbell, though, is the thing. I know Campbell fans weren't stoked about us, but they're right there, 1-2.
Right.
1A, 1B.
All right, I will not be changing Conference USA or Horizon. No. I like Dallas Baptist and Wright State.
I don't want either.
All right, Ivy League. Give me, I picked Columbia. I haven't watched a single Ivy League game this year, so I don't know.
Can I give you some Ivy League fun facts?
Sure.
If we want to talk a little bit baseball? So I'm still riding with Penn. Was lucky enough to be in the booth the last 2 days. Penn's got some dogs. And I know that we've talked about the pipeline to like big time schools, but they've got some dogs. John Yurkow has built quite the program. They've got a freshman that's hitting 398. I can't remember his first name. His last name is Spaventa. He's really, really good. Connor Chavez hits at the top of the lineup. He's looking at 378. Their first six hitters are all hitting over 350. They absolutely rake. So I'd convince you to take Penn. Nope. Their third baseman
just broke the ice. I'm going to stay with Columbia.
I did a bad job. Wyatt Hensler, their third baseman, just broke the Ivy League home run record. How about that?
Impressive. Yeah, I mean, I know Penn's really good. They almost went to a super last year, which is nuts.
Crazy. Yeah, they had all they had to beat was Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Beat Auburn, beat Stanford.
Yeah. Dimitri, we good?
All right.
I'm good.
All right. The Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, the MAAC, I don't know a single thing about. I'll stay with Quinnipiac.
I'm gonna stay with Ryder. They're currently 1-9, I think. Brutal, but fuck it. I'm gonna stay with them. We Bronx Country, let's ride.
Let's ride. The Mount. I ride the Mount.
That might be the worst conference in America. I'm looking at the teams now. Siena, terrible. Iona, terrible. St. Peter's, terrible. Yeah, not a good
conference. All right. Yeah, we know they're terrible.
We struggled with that conference when we played Sporkle and Club.
Yeah, we did. All right, now the real MAC. I think I'm going to make a switch here. I have Kent State. I'm going to switch to Ball State. Ball State, I think, is the best team in the conference by far. Easy pick.
Okay. What are they? They're like 10-4 or something like that. I know they were down in the low country, actually. They played Iowa pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride Kent State. They always get it together.
Jack, are you making a change?
Nah, Kent State. Ride it.
I'm riding with Kent State. I mean, they played UNC Wilmington on the road, Louisiana Tech on the road, Troy on the road, Jacksonville State on the road. This team is battle tested. They are ready for action. They are ready for action. Give me Kent State.
All right. I'm not making a switch. I like Indiana State in the Missouri Valley. Anybody want to change?
No. Oh, my God, dude. I really went with Evansville. Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta, you are my woman.
No, I'm going to stick with Evansville. I'm going to do it. I have faith in the Purple Aces.
All right. Mountain West. I would like to make a switch. I want UNLV. UNLV over Fresno State.
Interesting. Why?
I'm cool with one of the assistant coaches.
All right.
Winner.
I'm
Rob with Air Force.
I'm going to stick with San Jose State.
They're bad, dude. That was a swing and a miss from us.
What, San Jose State?
Yeah.
Actually, can I switch it? I'm trying not to.
I don't think they're very good.
Who, San Jose?
Yeah.
On the road at UC San Diego, shit happened. Win a series in Seattle. Split a midweek, Stanford, Santa Clara. They lost the series to UNLV on the road. I mean, they lost the one-run game, put up 16, they got blown out Friday night, whatever. And then they beat St. Mary's. I'm good with them. They're fine.
I'd like to change. Air Force hasn't been off to a great start. Admittedly, I've not watched a whole lot of the baseball, so excuse me. But I did watch Fresno State the other night, and they were actually really fun. So I'm going to take Fresno State, actually. Can I switch it up? You're a little Fresno guy. All right, I'm up to three changes. I'm trying not to change a ton. I feel like I
got
to
stay. Done. You got it.
All right, the next conference is amazing. It's the Northeast Conference. There is 12 teams in this conference, and they have 15 wins total.
Yeah, well, Ben, guess what? Is one of those wins a top 25 victory? I think so.
No, they have 16 wins. 16 wins, 12 teams. I did pick Wagner, who is a 0-11. But that's okay.
Yeah.
We want to talk battle-tested. They've played three at North Carolina, three at Texas A&M, one at Seton Hall, one at Rutgers, and three at ETSU. These guys are battle-tested. They're going to sweep Delaware State this weekend. Then they're going to go on and beat Fordham and St. Peter's. They're going to sweep Coppin State. They're going to beat Iona. They're about to win like 11 in a row. So I'm going to stay with Wagner, even though they're 0-11. They've played a tough schedule.
I like that. I think I'm going to stick with Wagner as well. From the bottom, start it from the bottom, Elliot. Start it from the bottom. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That's what we're rolling with.
Someone clip that.
Yeah, well, if we're going to start singing, sing Shark Bait, hoo-ha-ha. 16 wins. Only one's got to win against the top 25 team. Staying with the Sharks.
Guys, our conference champions, our conference champion pick for this conference are combined 1-19.
And the one win was against?
The U. It's all about the U.
Against Miami.
Yeah, screw them.
All right, OVC, I'm not switching. Give me Brady Ward and the Moorhead State Eagles. I almost said Falcons. Give me the Eagles.
Oh. I think I just stick with Southeast Missouri.
There's a team that you love. Hold on. There's a team that you love.
Little Rock.
You love Little Rock's Friday night guy.
Jackson Wells. I really like him. He's really good. I think Little Rock had a great chance to win this conference, but I really want to stick with SEMO. Damn it. What do I do here? You know what? I'm sticking with SEMO, but I do like Little Rock. I really like them.
I think you're messing up. I think you need to take Little Rock, but
no, man,
that's just me.
No, man, I'm sticking with my boys. Pitching coach is the homie.
All right, scroll down. We got like 12 left. No, 10 left. Pac-12. I'm staying with Oregon State. Jack, I highly recommend you switching from Stanford.
Yeah, I that may be the worst pick on the board. We just talked about a conference where you don't even have a win yet. This is by far the worst pick on the board. I felt good. They're returning Malcolm Moore. I know they lost pretty much everybody else. It was a bad selection. Hand up. That's on me. But if you think I'm taking the Beavers, you're absolutely bonkers. There's a team out west that's using a pencil bat. And if you thought that I wasn't going to take the Ducks after learning about those beautiful, beautiful pencil bats, you'd be nuts. Give me the Ducks.
Tip the cap.
Wait, the same Ducks team that just lost to Santa Barbara last weekend?
Well, Santa Barbara's going to Omaha, so – you know, that's tough.
Well, Oregon State is the slam dunk to win this one. They might win this conference by 7 games.
Yeah, they're the best team by far.
Let's put a healthy wager. We'll put a healthy wager on that series. What do they call that rivalry? Is it the Civil War? No.
They used to, but yeah, I don't think they can say that.
We can still call it the Civil War. We can call it whatever we want.
Speaking of Civil War, let's go to the Patriot League. Are we still good with Army?
Ooh, that was a nice transition there. Well done. Bravo.
Yep. Thank you. I mean, Army's going to win this league. I know they don't have the best record right now, but they win it every single year. So,
Jack, you're gonna look so stupid when Army wins again.
Bucknell, Bison, Jeff Gottesman won't let that happen.
All right. SEC.
Look, I look kind of like a genius right now. I have Texas A&M winning it. I really did believe it, too. I think they're built to win weekend series. And they're 13-0. So I've come out publicly and said Arkansas can't hit enough right now to win. Arkansas has the best pitching staff in the SEC. Tennessee, very good team. Like,
very crazy, good.
But they're underrated this year for the first time ever. But I'm going to stick with the Aggies. Give me Texas A&M. I think they're built to win on the weekends.
I like my pick. I'm going to stick with Arkansas here. I like everybody's pick here.
I did too. I think we painted the board well. I think because Tennessee is flying under the radar. They really are. And I like exactly where they are. Tony V under the radar, sleep on them. I dare you.
All right. SoCon, I would like to make a switch. I got to go Mercer. Got to go Mercer.
Whoa. No, I'm only allowed to have Mercer.
Look, it was like you break up with your girl for 3 months, or not even 3 months, like a month, and you're like, man, I miss Mercer. I picked VMI because I thought me picking Mercer was going to be a jinx again. They've never won it every year that we've had a podcast. They've never won the regular season. But I'm going back. Going back to Old Reliable. I truly think Mercer's the best team in the conference. Two quadrant one wins already for the Bears. 2-2 in quadrant one. So give me Mercer. They're going to win the SoCon. I'm confident.
Jack?
I've been on the broadcast a couple times. I know I'm the most easily persuaded individual on this board. The Citadel looks good this year.
Don't
No, I really am. I've watched this team play. I'm telling Tony Skoll has either had a team that can throw it and can't hit, or vice versa. And I know that they've swept teams that they're supposed to sweep, but they used to not be able to do that in the past.
Jack.
They've got I'm just telling you. Sawyer Reeves, their shortstop's a really good player. They're better on the weekend on the mound. I think that this team's going to surprise people.
Hey, if the Citadel wins the SoCon, I will do whatever their basic training is. Like, and I'm out of shape right now on the beach.
You do Hell Week?
I'll do a Hell Week. I'll let Tony Skoll.
Just do one day worth of Hell Week. That's enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do a Hell Day. We'll do Hell Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to take Mercer because you get terrible alumni on this board. So I was going to take the Bears, but now I actually have seen the Citadel Bulldogs and I do like them. So get ready for
Jack, Hell Week. What does that flag say behind you?
Say Penso.
Okay. I'm starting a new brand officially now called the Pen Talk. We are rivals
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Blue,
we want to get a war?
Pen. Your takes are disgusting. Pencil what? Talk takes are disgusting. The Citadel will never win the SoCon. Get it through your head right now.
Hey, here's the deal. You can talk.
Guys, time out. I just had to split you guys up. Did you see that? I just put myself between you two.
To say Pencil Talk is claim the Citadel will never win the SoCon as long as we're alive.
Here's the thing about you and I, Dimitri. If we're going to become mortal enemies with you taking a hard stance and pens, I won't be able to combat that. But I would like to let the people know, if you didn't listen in, this is the same guy that was ready to piss himself over the same team. He said that the Citadel Bulldogs were more likely to run rule the Carolina Gamecocks. Yeah. Look at the smirk. I got you.
He did say that. Pen. That is true.
Yeah. Out loud. Said it out loud. So if I take the Citadel to win the SoCon, that's not so outlandish. I'll tell you what is outlandish, that you think a pen's greater than a pencil.
Hey, if you write on a piece of paper with pencil, guess who can come in and write right the fuck over it? Pen can. Yeah. The pen guy can come out and you write right on top of your pen and nobody can see it. Nobody cares your take because that is about how bad your take is right now. Nobody cares that you think the Citadel can win because they're not going to.
You ever seen a guy with a pen? Fucking dorks.
Pen Talk, born 3, March 6th, 2024 at 11:35 p.m. Welcome to the Pen Talk.
I'm going to throw up.
Puke all over your pencil, then you can't use it. Guess what you can do with the pen? You can still use it.
No shot. You ever throw a pen through a washer and dryer? It's a disaster.
Well, I'm not stupid to put it in the washer and dryer.
Yeah, sounds
like something somebody from Pencil Talk would do.
I've never been caught dead with a pen on me, ever. Not even if there was a fire.
Oh, the rivalry had begun. Anyway, give me the Stanford Bulldogs. I am not changing my pick. I like it.
Here's
another thing. Pen Talk would like to make a formal wager that Stanford will finish in front of the Citadel in the standing.
Oh, whoa, really mighty take. I've got, I took the team with the worst odds to win the SoCon to win it. So, whoa, yeah, you have your preseason favorite. Yeah, I'll wager you a McDouble. How about that, buddy?
Is that all you can eat at Pencil Talk University?
I don't know. Does your sandwich taste like
I want a triple-double Baconator.
Okay. You should rebrand all your stuff to Pentalk, and I would actually be
pretty. Hey, cool. I was sad earlier. Now I'm fired up. I'm not sad anymore. We're on to the next one.
Letting you guys just hash this one out. Good job, boys.
I definitely didn't have us pegged in to talk more about the SoCon this go around than any other.
We're SoCon podcast, just disguised as a college.
Southland, please.
I'm good with my pick. Infinite Word, like 9-3 this year. They're solid. So.
Yeah, maybe the big
put. I'm good with McNeese.
All right, Fun Belt
next.
Who do we like, boys? This is one of those where I think you could go like five different directions. I'm going to make a change, though. We all have Troy. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to take Coastal Carolina.
Who do you like?
I'm going to take Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
I bamboozled every single one of you into taking Troy preseason. I absolutely bamboozled you guys into doing that.
No, it was Jack.
No, I was the one that was so high on Troy. And then you guys came along.
I interviewed Cole Myers and Skylar Meade the week and a half. I went like 2 weeks before the season started. I had a man crush on him. I still have a man crush on him.
Well, anyway.
Coastal's the best team in this conference. Coastal's pitching staff finally looks great. I mean, they hung in there with Indiana and Duke in that tournament. They probably could have won one of those games. But, yeah, Coastal's the best team in this tournament.
I'm taking Coastal.
Give me the Chanticleers.
I feel like I'm on so many. Texas State looks really good. Raging Cajuns looked good last week. And Kyle DeBarge, their shortstop's going to be a high draft guy. I'm going to stick with Troy, though. I'm going to go with the Guts.
Well, the fine folks at Pencil Talk have no idea what they're talking about. Because the fine people at Penn Talk University, have a brain, and that is the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, and that's it.
All right. Well, that just makes me hate my Coastal pick now.
Well, I'm going to change it, big guy.
I'm going to take Southern Miss.
Good take. Good pick. Do I take a team that I haven't interviewed from the Sun Belt yet? I feel like I'm hurting feelings because I'm also about to go work for Coastal Carolina next week. So I feel like the Shots are the right pick.
Looks like I'll be winning this conference at the end of the year.
I got Troy. I'm going to stick with Troy.
All right, SWAC. Who do we like, boys?
I'm sticking with Bethune-Cookman.
Well, that's not who you – okay, yeah, I'll ride with Bethune. I was going to fade you, but I don't want to.
I'm good with Alabama State. I'm good.
Next.
I'm good with Oral Roberts.
I'm good. Really
changes from Oral Roberts, they're dumb. The West Coast Conference. Now, this one I do want to make a change. I have Loyola Marymount. I'm going to change it to – the Portland Pilots. You heard me. The Portland Pilots are a really good team that nobody's talking about. Like on the cusp of potentially getting into the mid-major rankings. They have a weekend series win against San Diego State, and they have a sweep over Utah Valley, and they also won a game and probably should have won two games against USC. So the Portland Pilots are solid. Give me Portland.
Not a bad play there. I'm sticking with San Diego. I think they're going to win this conference this year pretty easily.
Ooh.
This was another not-so-great pick on my end. Pepperdine, I took strictly because I liked their uniforms and where they play. I actually watched LMU play, and I kind of like LMU. They're fun. They bunt a ton. They steal a ton of bags. Give me LMU.
All right. Last conference here, the WAC. I'm going to make a switch, too. I had Utah Valley, good friends with the head coach, but the best team in this conference is the Cal Baptist Lancers. They are going to win this conference. They are very similar to UC San Diego. They made the transition up from D2 to D1. I believe this year they actually are postseason eligible for the first time. So give me Cal Baptist.
I'm sticking with Christian Wildcat from Abilene.
I like Grand Canyon. I was going to switch to Utah Tech because I didn't know that they existed until yesterday, but with a huge win over Oklahoma State. Do you know what that advanced their record to, boys?
2-11.
Yep, 2-12 actually. 2-12.
No, they lost today. Lost today. They were 2-11. Now they're 2-12.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, they're terrible. Yeah. So I'm gonna stick with Grand Canyon.
Perfect. Well, the new graphic will be out in the morning, as well as this podcast. And I just wanted to say thank you to every single one of our listeners, every single one of our podcast subscribers, every single one of our YouTube subscribers, every one of our Patreon members, and anybody and everybody who supported us this year and last year and the year before that. But as you guys know, like, we're about as authentic as it gets. We have biases. We do have opinions. But we're doing it just to make college baseball a little bit more fun and entertaining. Hopefully we can do that for you. If you haven't watched a live Club Bromaha, I recommend it. It's a lot of fun. And we're going to keep building on that as the year goes on. But seriously, thank you to everybody. I know we're not perfect, but we try to have fun. And we're easy to get a hold of. So if you ever need anything, just let us know. Anybody want to have any closing thoughts besides that?
I think being not perfect is the beauty in it all.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said. I'd like to say, yeah, closing remarks, Penn Talk and die in a hole. That was fun.
Penn Talk to the moon.
Much love, Fenn. Much love.
All right. See everybody.
Penn Talk.